In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning Coffee with Dr. T. This is our weekly show where I have an opportunity to meet with you directly and answer your questions. I wish that lots of people would bring lots of questions because that's what keeps us interesting and gives me an opportunity to do my very best to bring you personal information. However, saying that, I can't give you personalized medical advice. So when you have a question, format the question in a generic format, like, you know, I have a friend that blah, 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 you know, or something like that, so that I can give decent advice without giving you direct medical advice, because that's not allowed. And it's not good medicine. And I can't practice medicine over the internet for somebody that I don't know. So I want to thank everybody for being here. This is going to be a little bit different, a little broadcast, a little bit shorter. We're going to start with, I ask everyone that's in the room, the people that actually came and joined us live in the Zoom live, questions about doing this at, you know, all of our podcasts now are aired every day at 11 a.m. This Week with Dr. T is on Monday. Happy Hour with Dr. T is on Tuesday. Morning Coffee is on Wednesday. Our Deep Dive Bible Study series is on Thursday. And then on Friday, we pull out a podcast interview, because we've been doing podcasts now for 5 years. So that's a lot of interviews. And we pull them out of the archives with really either popular people or a very good interview that covered a lot of really good information. And we play it on Friday called From the Archives. And I think a lot of people are really liking that. We're getting a lot of good comments about it, and lots of views on it, because we have people like that I've interviewed in the past, like J.P. Sears and Mickey Willis and David Icke and Catherine Austin Fitz, and just a whole bunch of different people that, excuse me, so much of their information is timely. It's not really topical. And so we've put that up on Friday to do the From the Archives. And then we post something every single day on Substack also. You know, Monday Minutes, and I don't even remember the names of them. The Testimonial Tuesdays. And then there's Throwback Thursday and Fast Fact Friday, and I forget what the Wednesday one is. But it's you know, they're very short. They give you something to read, usually a topic and a couple of little comments, and then a link if you want to go into deeper information about that. And those have been incredibly popular. People seem to be really liking those a lot because they're quick. They're sort of a flyby thing that you can look at really quick. You don't have to spend as much time on it as you do on Saturday, which is my Eye on the Evidence podcast or Substack, and my Walking with God Substack on Sunday, which generally are a little bit longer involved and give you something more educational to read. But, you know, I've spent some time last night doing some analytics, and it seems as though that the Morning Coffee, which is the one I like to do the best, seems to be the one that is watched the least. And that's just a basic business statement. So I was wanting to get a little feedback from people who watch it today and will watch this one in the future. Is this meeting your needs? Is this what you want to have? Are you liking this? Do you want to participate with this or not? And it's okay if you say, I just don't watch it. I see Dr. Tempe and other things. I don't feel that I need to talk to her personally or anything. So if we need to make some adjustments, we will. But we do all of this work, all five of those podcasts, plus all five of the Substacks every day, or 7 days a week of Substacks. Plus, we started this entire thing with Tenpenny Prime this year, which is an enormous amount of work for me that I added to the plate. So that we do this on a monthly basis, on a monthly topical basis is what we're doing. I decided to do this year. January was thyroid health. February was cardiovascular. March was GI health. April was reproductive health with both men and women. And now this month in May, the entire month is about central nervous system and brain health. And I prepared about a 18-page topical paper, reference paper for the members. And then I'm recording and will be posted next Wednesday, a PowerPoint presentation that I spent a lot of time on because I dug out a lot of important information on vaccines that injure your brain, vaccines and brain health, and what you can do about it. Some suggestions for detoxing your brain and for avoiding those vaccines. And then on the last Wednesday night of the month, we have an Ask the Expert event. And the events that the people that we've had so far are Dr. Ed Group and Dr. Asim Malhotra, which is the cardiologist out of the UK. I felt so privileged to have him on our show, and he did that specifically for the members. And then we had Dr. Basima Williams and her whole GI gut health happy, or get happy gut health or something like that. And it was really good. And then we had Dr. Kimberly Biss, Dr. Jonathan Bright. Let me see. He has such an unusual last name.
Brightboard, I think Brightboard. It is.
I think it's Brightboard, yeah. For the men's health, which we don't ever talk about very much. We always talk about women's health and hormones and pregnancy things and breast health things and, you know, all kinds of things about women's health. So I really thought that the presentation with a urologist about men's health would be really good. And it was. I'm telling you, because I do these interviews, I get to ask questions that I always wanted to know. So we were asking about the PSA and the prostate health and testicles and things about erectile dysfunction. And he does a whole program with men online about the emotional health and about what it means to be a man. And he really is a man's man guy. It was really, really good. And so this month in May, at the end of the month, I invited Dr. Ted Fogarty on with us, who is an invasive radiologist, but he's also kind of the national expert on hyperbaric oxygen testing or treatments. I've known Ted for probably, oh, I don't know, maybe 15 years. And he's a real talker, and he really knows his stuff. And he really knows his stuff about hyperbaric oxygen and all the research and stuff that he's done. And we get a lot of questions about that. Well, the topical paper, the recorded presentation, and the Ask the Expert event is all part of your membership. And your membership supports all the other work that we do. So it's really important for you to consider what we're doing and if we're doing what meets your needs. And if you like what we're presenting and it's of value to you, in addition to our twice a week newsletter, which Diane puts these newsletters together, and I just think they're just spectacular. I read them every week when they come out, and I even know what they say. I read them because they're beautifully designed, and I've always said this to everybody. If you're not already a subscriber to our email list, please subscribe, and when it comes out, please at least just open it and look at it and appreciate the work that went into it and the beautiful designs and all these different things. Yes, there's products that we sell because, again, that pays everybody's salary and pays all the fees. Like the email hosting fees are more than $1,200 a month. And then we've got server hosting and, you know, all kinds of things. So there's a lot of things that happen behind the scene that, you know, we happen to be an internet business, but it's really no different than having a sticks and bricks business where you have products that you are selling. You have products that you give away for free. You want to do great customer service and be as nice as you can with your customers and meet their needs. And those are all the things that we do. So looking at that cadre of work, you know, me as a business owner, I have to look at what is doing the best for our customers, what is the best return on investment for the work that we do, and what are the things that are not performing well. It's just like if you have 10 different products for sale in your store, which one just sits on the shelf and maybe sell onesies, twosies, and which ones fly off the shelf? We have to manage an online business the same way. So that's why I was getting some feedback about morning coffee and about is this meeting your needs? Is it something you like? Do you want us to continue to do it? So we do the best we can to contribute what we have. And your feedback is really important to us. So if you want to put the feedback in the notes, or you want to send us text, or you want to send us an email, or when you go out to the Substack, there's lots of spaces to write things underneath on the Substack. All of your feedback, believe me, we pay attention to it and we really, really appreciate it.
And Dr. T, I would just add, if everybody here listening would like to help us get more visible, because I think, I was having this conversation with some of the people in our circles, Dr. T, and their biggest thing is we need to get to these parents before their parents, and not have to have millions of children suffer and families suffer along with it. But the only way we can do that is to not be shadow banned and to get our content extended beyond where it is. And I keep saying we are definitely shadow banned because there's no way Dr. Tenpenny is only at 40,000 followers like on Instagram. Absolutely insanity. We were at, half a million back in the day. So it's just unbelievable. But anyway, how everyone here could actually help with that and help get educated and the word out is share our posts, please. Go ahead and share the page. Share it with three friends. The magic of three, right? So go ahead and please share what you can. If you see something that you like, please share it. Share it with three friends. Ask them to follow us. Ask them to share that content. That's the way that we get beyond that shadow ban and help to reach more families. So that would be an incredible help. And you've probably seen some of the posts that we've been putting up there. We've been trying to help raise awareness of different things. And some of those posts may seem a little silly. Yes, they may be, but we're trying to make them as informative for you as possible. And it seems to be what happens to be reaching the masses, which is incredible. But if you can all please help, that is the way you can do it. And of course, share her literature, share her Substacks, share these podcasts. That's how we help more people.
Well, and the other thing, for those of you that have bought my book, my new book, that, this one, Zero Accountability in a Failed System, How Big Pharma Weaponizes Vaccines, Public Health, and the Law. For those of you that have read it, and you like it, we really appreciate it. What really, really helps us is we need to get a couple hundred reviews. I think we have to get 1,200 reviews. How many reviews we have to get?
A minimum of 100 in order to get on Barnes and Noble and different places like that. But in order to get us really front and center on places like Amazon, and I know a lot of people don't like it, but this is the reality. This is where people go and buy things. And so in order for us to really get up in front of more people so they can read what's happened in the world, we need to get at least 400 reviews. So we'd love for you all to be a part of that book launch team and go and grab the book. And even if you didn't buy it on Amazon, you can still put a review there. But go ahead and do that. It's really helpful for Dr. Tenpenny.
Really, really helpful, because we want to be able to get the book on other platforms. It's only really been out for about 3, 4 weeks. It says on Amazon it was released on March the 31st, but it was more like maybe the second week in April. So it's only been out for about a month. It's doing pretty well. The reviews up there so far have been good. And but if you really want to help me, really want to help me personally, get the book, read it, underline it, dog ear it, write a review, and that would really be helpful. So there's a few questions in the Q&A this morning. Michelle, did we ever get the live stream going?
We did. It took a village, but we got it up.
Okay, so we're kind of in the middle of our broadcast here, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so I'm just going to go over and just talk about the questions that are in the you and I, or I'm sorry, in the Q&A. So the first question is, the best thing for UTI antibodies, don't agree with some people. The best thing is a product called D-mannose. D capital D with a dash, and then mannose, Mannose. D-mannose is a is a sugar that when you take it, it comes in a pill form or it comes in a powdered form. You can actually even give it to children. When you take it, is absorbed into your bloodstream and then just dumped out in your urine. It's not metabolized as a sugar. You can take it if you're diabetic. You don't have to worry about any of those things. And it goes out into your urine. And what it does is it binds to the bacteria, particularly like 90% of infection, bladder infections are caused by a bacteria by the name of E. coli. And it binds to E. coli because E. coli has little fimbriae on the side of it, like little hairs. And it binds to the hairs of that E. coli and does not allow it to bind to the inside of the bladder and just flushes it out with your urine. And so I've recommended D. mannose for years. For women that have chronic UTIs, for women that develop a little bit of urethritis after they've had intercourse, after they had sex, on little girls when they're going through potty training, that they may not be really clean and they may have some issues with that. So D. mannose is really, and we have it on our store. I believe it's in our store. I may not be correct about that, but you can find it in a lot of different places. And it's you just follow the dosage on the side of the bottle. But it works for about 85 to 90% of UTIs. Now, the other 10% of UTIs are caused by other bacteria like protease and other different types of bacteria. It will work about 50% of the time, even with those other bacteria. But D. mannose is a great product to have on hand, have in your store. If you have an active sex life, it's a good thing, after you have intercourse, to get up, go to the bathroom, empty your bladder, and then take a dose of the D. mannose before you go back to bed, because that keeps any sort of bacteria that may have gotten up through your urethra into your bladder while you were having sex, keeps them from adhering to the inside of the bladder and causing bladder infections. So the second question is, what to expect when doing a touchstone parasite cleanse? I just started second month, 3 weeks on when we cough and have noticed loose bowels more frequently. Well, I think you can, there could be a wide variety of things that you can expect with that. I mean, I'm actually today starting my second month on the parasite of the 3 weeks on, 1 week off. For me personally, it just made me really regular. And to go regularly with large quantities of stool. If you have a little bit of loose stools, it may be the parasites and things in your stool that are sort of pushing out there. And I think it can be a whole bunch of different things. Michelle, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I would like to ask a question to the question. Are you also using that? Are you doing the Parashield together with the detox spray and the gut cleanse? Because I did find that it makes a very big difference when you're using them all together. And our protocols are to use them together because, and Dr. Tempany can go deeper into this, if you need her to, but when you're doing a parasite cleanse or parasite cleanse support, like this one that we use, which is the Parashield, it's an ongoing support. It's not like one of those one and dones that you do it for a month, like, with Dr. Jason Dean, how we did it with him was that hardcore 1 month long detox, and then you can repeat that as needed, and depending on how parasitic your body is. This is like a maintenance program. Like Dr. Lee Merritt talks about this all the time. She said, Michelle, the other stuff is great when you need to do a hardcore cleanse. This is stuff you can use every month. Cycling, like Dr. Tempany said, you cycle 3 weeks on and 1 week off, and it's a maintenance plan that you're using every month. So you don't, when you're doing, if you still want to do your yearly or bi-yearly big hardcore detox, it's you're not going to have as much of a detox, what would you call it, like effect, because you've already been maintaining. But when you're there's a thing called die-off. It's actually, an expression, a die-off. When your parasites are dying off, they can re-release metals back into the body. And if you understand how metals and parasites work, it is a food source, but it's also a protection base. Sometimes you'll see those parasites come out, or you'll see biofilm come out when you go to the bathroom. And that is all part of the metals that are working together with these parasites. So I recommend using the Pure Body Extra, the spray, which is cleaning you on a cellular level, also with the dropper. The Pure Body dropper one, the green bottle one, because those are going to act like binders. And as your parasites are dying off, if they re-release metals into your body, those the zeolite detox is going to come and clean that up. It's going to clean it up like a binder and flush those out so that you don't have as much die-off symptoms, which could be like flu-like symptoms, fatigue, and different things like that. So I like to use them together. And I've also noticed it makes a big difference, even with my hardcore cleanses that I do with Dr. Dean, and with the Parashield, that you do see more of a parasite cleanse when you're using those three together. So anyway, that's what we do. That's what I'm doing. My family does. I know Dr. Tita does that as well. Dr. Dean is doing it, Dr. Merritt. So this is definitely what I would do. So if you can answer that question back in the Q&A section, that would be great. So that can kind of come on. But Dr. Tenpenny was saying, everybody's going to have a little bit of a different reaction or none at all. Like I do not detox hard. So when I'm doing Pure Body or Pure Body Extra, and I'm doing the Parashield, I don't have a hard detox. What I do see when I did my first detox on that, I saw like I broke out a little bit for the first few weeks, and then that was gone. And it's part of that cleanup process. Other people are going to have, their constipation is going to be gone, brain fog gone, fatigue gone, different things. But after that first round that I did, I didn't feel it anymore. But that doesn't mean it's not working. It's kind of like what Dr. T says, hey, if you're taking vitamin C and you don't feel a change, does it mean the vitamin C is not working? No. So it all depends on how your body detoxes. Dr. T, do you have anything to add to
I don't think so. You went on quite a while.
that? Sorry.
So, I don't think so. But it does vary from person to person. And I think the bottom line is just because you don't feel anything doesn't mean that it's not working. I think that was a good place with that. So, and I like the taste of the stuff. I really like it. So, anyways, what would you suggest? And the next question is, what would your suggestion be for a quite painful thumb that has persisted since a slip and fall in the ice past winter? The discomfort is sometimes so painful. It's painful to hold a pencil. Of course, the pain is greater after use and versus rest. What would you suggest to resolve the comfort? Well, two things come to mind. One is if it's in the joint space itself or in the bony place, that makes a difference. The bony place, it just I would take, basic, if you're not taking it already, calcium, magnesium, and boron. Even though it's not broken, it's been bruised. And the boron 3 milligrams a day and the basic CalMag product that we have in our store would be really helpful for that. So that, if it's in the joint space, or if, sometimes we think it's in the thumb, but it's really referred because you talk about using it. Well, when you're using it, you're not really using your thumb per se in terms of the bones. You're using the muscles in your hands that are part of your thumb, or the muscles that are up in your forearm that attach to the tendons that are in your thumb. So, if you haven't tried it yet, I would try acupuncture next for that, because you may have a trigger point that needs to be dry needled or used acupuncture. You can also find somebody like we do at Tenpenny Integrated Medical Center. We do injection technique called MIT for mannitol injection techniques, or find somebody if it's in the actual joint space that you've stretched or hurt the actual joint space of your thumb. You can find somebody that does prolotherapy or PRP. Those are both injection techniques that strengthen the ligaments and strengthen the joints after you've had an injury. So to sum that up, I would say PRP or prolotherapy if it's in the joint space. If it seems to be more the muscles of where you may have injured it, you may have a trigger point in the muscles or something that has happened there, acupuncture, I think, would help. If you are in Cleveland, mannitol injection therapy that we do at Tenpenny Integration Medical Center could help with that. Sometimes, if you haven't done it already, you can wear a splint on your hand just to support that and give it rest. That will allow you to use your pincher and still be able to write while you're supporting the thumb. So those are a multiple of different things that you can do to try to resolve that pain after that injury. The next question is, your book suggests pressuring our Congress to fund and overhaul the CICP program, the Countermeasure Injury Compensation Program, which is a total disaster, to make it fair, fast, and accessible to compensation. Talk about empowering your what you can do. If you read the book, you know that twice they have put up bills to try to overhaul the compensation within the VAERS program, and at the very least, increase the payouts comparable with inflation, because the rates of pay for paying out for a death from one of the other vaccines is about $250,000, and that was in 1986 dollars. It was $250,000 in 1986, which was a sizable compensation, particularly if that was an adult or an adult male or a man that was taking care of a household. But nothing has changed or increased that from 1986 to 2026. So 40 years later, there's still a cap of $250,000 on a death, but inflation has gone through the roof. So there have been two bills that have been floated to try to modernize the payouts from the VAERS program. There have been no bills really since Senator Ted Kennedy died in 2009 to really do something with the Countermeasure Injury Compensation Program. So I would say the main thing you need to do is just call your senators, call your senators or your representatives, or get together with some of the health freedom people and say, this is a real travesty. I would get with REACT 19, which I talk about REACT 19 in the book, and I've interviewed two people on my podcast that are associated with REACT 19, because they do a ton of things for trying to get this compensation in place. They also help with legal things and things with employers. They're a really, really good organization that really is focused on issues that come from the side effects caused by the jabs. So REACT 19 would really be good. Warner Mendenhall is an attorney here in Ohio. I believe he's in Akron, that he also is doing a lot of things with that program. Get behind his organization. He's been on our show, on Warner Mendenhall and on his show, to get behind his show to really push this forward. And I think that nothing has been done about it because nobody knows about it. Nobody even knows it exists. And I mean, very few people know it exists. And the ones that do know it exists don't know that they what to do about it, which is even a smaller group. I mean, just to put this in context, and I talk about this in great detail in the book, there's a whole chapter called Sacrificed for the Greater Good about this concept alone, which is, just to put it in context, we have had 1.6 million people file VAERS reports for vaccine injuries from the COVID jab alone. 1.6 million people. And VAERS notoriously only captures about 10% of injuries. There were only a couple hundred people that filed with the CICP program, which is the appropriate place to file. They've only adjudicated 40 people. 30, if you, there are two that were relatively high payouts, and if you throw those numbers out as outliers and you average the amount that with the rest of the people were paid, it was about $4,000 with extensive medical bills, inability to work. The list goes on and on, and those injuries are not getting any better. It's not like you get injured, it's not like getting the flu. Where you get the flu and then you recover. These injuries are mostly neurologic. They're also have a lot to do with cardiac. There's a big paper that's going to be coming out soon talking about all the people that died of renal failure or have existing renal failure because of the COVID jabs. It's a horrible thing, and there's no compensation for it. And unfortunately, that program really needs to be hammered by Congress because the statute of limitation was 1 year. And most people, the vast majority of people, got their COVID jabs in 21 and 22. Well, all of those people that filed with VAERS, none of them are going to get any compensation because VAERS doesn't compensate for injuries caused by the COVID shot. And they are outside of the statute of limitations to file with the CICP. And we've got this big swath of people in this country that took one for the team, got scared and frightened to death into taking an experimental shot to save grandma that they weren't even around. And now it was like a suicide shot. And the government's saying, thank you very much. Move on. Nothing to look at here. Just move along. It's terrible. So I would say, Liz, back to your question, start with React 19, call them, ask them what they are already doing, and what you can do to help. Start a local organization. Talk to, I mean, I know you're in Missouri, and your state attorney general is really active and has done some amazing things for the state of Missouri. And maybe get hold of him and have a sit down conversation with him and say, this is really bad news. You can take, some of my information from my book. You can get the information off the website, the CDC website, all of those things. So I really take action, and thank you for asking the question. She also said, I plan to use your book to help me write my template for contacting my elected officials. Yay! That's good. So that's really what I hope that people would do with this book. And you can see it's kind of thick. It ended up to be longer than what I had originally intended it to be because there was so much more material that I wanted to put in here. Because I don't know if I'm going to write another book, and I don't know if I'm going to write another vaccine book. But this whole there's a I just ha randomly flipped open to a page. So I just randomly flipped open to this page. I guess you can't see it. That's as of 2024, the list of vaccines that utilize human and animal cell lines in their production. And it goes on actually for 2 pages. So you can tab that or dog ear that, have that as an easy reference. This whole section that I wrote, the 40-year march to 2030, about the Healthy People Initiatives, the Healthy People Program, just to give you, and I've got it tabbed on my copy here. That in 1980, they had 15 area focuses and 226 objectives. In the 2020, the 20 Healthy People 2020, that the area focuses had gone from 15 to 42, and the number of objectives had gone from 226 to 1,200. They're snooping in every single area of your life. And nobody even knows about it. And that's why I spent so much time on this in this chapter on the March to 2030, talking about the Healthy People Program and the PREP Act, because the Healthy People Program, I don't hear many people talk about it. I don't hear anybody in the health freedom movement, the vaccine movement, and it's awful. And it's interwoven with the international vaccine objectives put up by Bill Gates, World Health Organization, and Gavi, and all those things. So when I first started this book, it was, I don't know, supposed to be just a little update of my book of 2005 on the bird flu. But then I realized how much had happened between 2020, 20, I'm sorry, between 2005 and 2025. It was like there was a lot to say. And so far, everybody that has been reading it has been telling me it reads kind of like a suspense thriller. It's really interesting to read. It's not just a bunch of dry scientific facts. So I hope you guys will get it. When you get it, write a review on Amazon. I know people think Amazon is the beast and they don't really want to use Amazon. Unfortunately, that's where the eyeballs are, and we're not in a place right now in our organization to be able for you to buy the books off of our website and for us to ship them out directly. We don't have the human power to do that. We just don't. So we have to use Amazon's platform, and hopefully we'll get enough reviews to get on Barnes and Noble and some of these other places, because that's what they do. They take orders and ship stuff out, and we don't have the human power and the capacity to be able to do that. So any questions over on Rumble, Cookie?
There's one question on Rumble from SCloud79 asking if you have any supplement recommendations for digestive issues and GERD for someone who had their gallbladder removed years ago and is taking the Pure Body Extra and PowerShield.
Well, the supplements, the digest, I think it's called Opti Digestive Aid or Opti Digestion that we have on our site, is the best digestive enzyme that I've ever used personally. I mean, I carry it with me when I travel. I have it in a little bottle in my book bag, because it's for any kind of digestive upset. So if you've eaten if gluten when you're not supposed to, you've eaten dairy when you're not supposed to, when you just maybe have eaten stuff you're not supposed to, the Opti Digestion is just a great product. I don't take it every day. But I have it available when I want to take it, and I'll take two or three. And sometimes I'm really bloaty from, I don't know, when I eat cheese, it causes me to bloat. So I'll take it then, and it really helps. And there's particles in those enzymes that will help you to digest fats. There's a lot of amylase and lipase in there to help you to digest fats, which is a problem when you've had your gallbladder removed. Anything else, Cookie?
Nope, that was the only question on Rumble, and it turns out to be perfect timing at 11:45.
Okay. Well, we need to. I need to cut this a little bit short today because I've got a really big radio broadcast that I'm going to be doing here this morning. Really nationwide, it's like 850 stations, so we have to get going so I can do that. And the feedback you guys got on that you gave us on morning coffee was really important. And for the people who are watching this after the fact, particularly as it's posted up on the Substack, please make a note down in the comments about morning coffee. You like it? Love it? Neutral to, with scale of 1 to 5. I hate it. I never listen to it. Well, then you shouldn't be there anyways because you're listening to it. Or it's, I'm kind of neutral. I can take it or leave it. Or I really like it or I really love it. I would hate to see it go away. Then maybe we can get more activity on this site and we can get more people to join in. So with that, I want to thank everybody for all of you guys who are Tenpenny Prime members. I know that you've heard me talk about it before. So thank you so much for our Tenpenny Prime members. If you're not a Tenpenny Prime member, you can go to shoptenpenny.net, shoptenpenny.net. Hover over the membership tab and you can see all the stuff that's there, including all the back Ask the Expert things that are available. And we really appreciate you for becoming a member. Thank you for supporting all the different things that we do. My staff, my team, everybody works so hard on in our organization. It's really, we all have all hands on deck all the time. So kudos and much love and much appreciation goes out to Michelle and Cookie and Diane and Jackie, who's helped so much with the book, and Patricia and Solon, who do all these things behind the scenes. Amanda's does things part-time for us now, and Heather, your goodwill is just really appreciated. So I want to thank all of my team, and I want to thank all the people who come here with us. And with that, I want to thank out, I'll close out with one of my favorite verses from the Bible. You guys should at least have this one Bible verse memorized if you don't have a whole bunch of other ones. But you should have Romans 12:12 memorized, which is rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. And so until the next time, remember to lean into God, trust Him for everything. He will not let you down. His timeline may not be your timeline, but He will not let you down. Thank you so much for joining us here today. We'll see you here next week, same place, same time. Morning Coffee with Dr. T. Have a great week, everybody. Goodbye and God bless.
Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places.
Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years.
Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off.
We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our Opti line, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero, could be worth nothing. You might even not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with, because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-drt. That's bit.ly/gold